And welcome back here into the mighty 690 KGGF on this Thursday morning. Happy to have you with us, whether you're listening over the app, over the web at kggfradio.com, or again at AM 690. I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan here live from Coffeyville over the phones from the Independence Police Department. We have the Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison on the line. Jerry, can you hear us?
I can hear you. How are you, Sam?
Hey, doing just fine. Jerry, great to have you here with us on this Thursday morning as we take our trip around the Thin Blue Line. And we've got some ideas coming up from the Independence Police Department as you guys really have been looking at it. You've been looking over the details. And right now, it looks like you guys are trying to get a canine unit, a part of the squad.
Yeah, that's right. We're not trying. We're doing it.
Oh, we're doing it. All right.
Yeah, we're doing it. This has been a project that we've been working on since late 2016, 2017, and we're winding it down, getting ready to roll it out. So by March, we should have our canine team on the road.
That is too cool. That is very too cool. Now, with that as well, what will a canine unit bring to the force for the IPD? What will that, you know, what kind of benefits does that bring for you guys?
Well, in direct benefits is going to be, you know, we anticipate an increase in drug enforcement activity, of course. With that sensitive nose on the canine. The dog should be able to sniff those cases out that the officers can't detect. Some of the other things it can bring to the table are, you know, if you have somebody take off running on you on foot, or they throw an item of evidence before you catch up to them, the dogs are good at they're trained to locate you know, people that run, or items of evidence that have been abandoned. Mm-hmm. They can also help, you know, if you have a small child wander off, or someone with a cognitive disability wander off. There are situations in which they can help track that down as well. So the two main things that it brings to the table are tracking abilities and drug detection.
Awesome. Now, was that something that was requested? Maybe, you know, did we need an increase on drug enforcement, or necessarily who came to you guys and said, man, you know, we should really get a dog, or what, did that kind of come within and say we should join along with other police departments out there and get a dog for ourselves?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, most of the agencies around here, most law enforcement agencies around here have an active canine program. And so, of course, they want you to get on board and increase drug enforcement activity to, because, you know, crime doesn't know borders. Crime just goes everywhere. The police and law enforcement, we're the only ones that worry about jurisdiction. But so, you know, that's why we need to partner with our area law enforcement agencies to, you know, to be effective. But it wasn't just them. You know, we had officers internally that were interested in getting the program started. I get calls from and conversations with citizens, you know, at least every week, why don't you guys have this drug dog? You know, since I've been here, people have been saying, you know, a drug dog would really help you guys out. It'd really, really make our town a better place. And so, you know, we started working on it. The police chief's advisory committee has often asked, why don't we have a canine program? And so we talk about it. We talk about the ins and outs of it and what it takes to get it going. Our city manager, you know, when I visited with him about it, he was very supportive of it. The city commissioners, whenever we presented the program to them, they were excited about it, and they insisted, you know, let's get that dual-purpose dog. Let's get a dog that can detect drugs. Let's get a dog that can track. You know, let's give our citizens as much as we can out of this program. And so, you know, it's voices from everywhere. Our citizens are the most important voice that we need to listen to, but, you know, commissioners and city managers are pretty important to police chiefs too, but ultimately the citizens are who I serve, and everybody demands it, and so we started working on it, and we're going to make it happen.
Certainly, yeah, and I can definitely tell, you know, within the short time that I've lived here, as well as in the last couple of years, and I know you've talked about your guys' focus as well, but you know, I guess the long sense question is, why necessarily do we need a canine team? But then at the same time, for someone that has realized it and has been able to speak with you, your guys' you know, drug enforcement has stepped up. Not only that, but so has the numbers. And the numbers against you have increased as well in recent years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're, you know, the crime index isn't going down, and we've got to find new and creative ways to do that. And this is just one of those ways. There is no one solution to any problem that society faces, and that holds true for law enforcement issues as well. And you know, we need our community to use common sense approaches to help us reduce crime and lock their doors, you know, that kind of thing. all those things that we talk about on a regular basis. But this canine team, it's part of that. You know, we don't have to catch everybody. We just have to make it so difficult and so dangerous for folks to be involved in the drug trade in Independence that they choose to go offend somewhere else. And, you know, when they go offend somewhere else, we'll help our partners. But right now, we got to help ourselves. You know, we do have other canine teams in the area. The issue is that, you know, when the courts tell the police officer, you can't delay this traffic stop simply to run a dog around their car and go fishing for dope. So, you know, if we have our own dog, we can get it there within a few minutes while the officer is in there taking his enforcement action during the traffic stop, and that person's travel is not delayed. Now, that's one important reason why we need one. But I think when we look at the numbers, you know, our drug investigations went up 22% in 2017 when compared to 2016. And in 2018, we're projected to go up 77% over 2017 and 115% increase over 2016. What does that mean? From a practical sense, it means that there has been a lot more drug investigations taken up by IPD and a lot more drug arrests, a lot more search warrants, a lot more seizures. And I think this dog team is going to bring that up exponentially. And I think, you know, when you hear those increases, you might sit there and think, well, things are getting worse. No, they're not. They're not getting worse. They've always been here. The issue is we just weren't looking at them as hard. We've always been looking at them, but now we're really focusing on the drug activity in our community. That's what our citizens have demanded that we do. And we work for the citizens, we serve the citizens, and we have to listen to that voice. And so this is just one more step in trying to be relevant to what our citizens demand from their police department.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Now, sometimes when you look underneath the rock, you have to shake your hand in the dirt a little bit to expose the bugs, and that's exactly kind of what you're doing, just more on a fine line kind of exposing them. And you make a good point as well. You're never going to be able to stop it. There's never really going to be a definite answer. But at the same time, if you can make it so challenging, the word, I'm sure, does get out. I'm sure travels quickly. And, you know, the increasing amount of busts, I know that number specifically. I speak with you on a monthly basis. And, it's at least two or three new ones by the end of the month. You know, you guys have been doing a great job with that. And this, I'm sure, is going to help out with that. It helps out many other departments. Now, with that as well, it comes, you know, it always comes with a price tag. With everything new, with everything a new project, I'm sure, you know, the officers as well will have to be trained with the dog. Or are you guys kind of maybe bringing in new officers that are already trained on the dogs? Or kind of how does that happen, and how is this whole project getting funded?
Well, sure, Sam. I'll get to that in just a second, but you said something I want to comment on that I think is really important. And you said the word does get out, and I can prove that. When you talk about speed traps, you know, you always hear people say, hey, you don't want to speed through this particular town or whatever. And that's because that particular law enforcement agency has chosen to focus on enforcing speed laws. And so we don't want to be a speed trap. We want to be a drug trap. We want everybody to say, don't do that there because they're looking for you. Now, when you get to your funding question, we've been working with a lot of different entities to try to get some funding going. We've been pretty successful. We got a grant from the Independence Area Community Chest for 2018 and 2019, $4,000 each year. So we're pretty excited about that. We've got a local philanthropist. I was even visiting with them last night. We'll release some more information on that as time goes by, but we have a local philanthropist. They're helping us set up a GoFundMe page. They're organizing in-kind donations and getting the kennel built at the officer's house, and also committed to some donations to help defray vet and food costs through 2019. We are working with the Community Foundation for Independence to develop a way for our citizens to conveniently drop off tax-deductible donations locally for us. That'll channel it to us. But my favorite is the Best Beard Contest. And we recently changed our grooming policy here at IPD, and so things have gotten a little bit hairy in November. So starting November 1st, the officers and other personnel that wanted to participate were allowed to start growing a beard for a small donation, an all-volunteer program here that but pretty much everybody stepped up and wanted to compete. Even our female officers have entered. I think they've already got their beards picked out, so I think it's going to be pretty funny. So in December, start looking for those donation jars. We should have officers with a picture of their beard with them and their beard on there, and whoever's jar gets the most donation money in it wins. So I'm kind of curious how that's going to play out. Everybody's kind of developing their own thought on how they can try to raise the most money with their beard. And all the money that the officers have donated to compete and all the money that is going to be brought in from the voting, every penny is going into the K-9 fund.
Yeah.
So we're having a little bit of fun with that. We've even got a local business that has donated some advertising time for us, so we'll be having some commercials roll out before too long about it. And then, of course, you know, you want to stay tuned. We'll be talking about it with you guys. We'll give you an update on that in December and let you know how that went. We'll have some stuff on Facebook, so we really want people to kind of pay attention to our Facebook, follow us. We're working on some kind of goofy commercials to put on Facebook as well. Anyway, so we're trying to get some creative ways in there to get folks' attention directed at our K-9 program and trying to help us continue to fund it for years to come.
Yeah, what a good way to put kind of light around the situation as well, you know, kind of tagging off of what many would call No Shave November and turning it into, you know, a best beard contest out of it. I think that's hilarious. The female officers as well, they are definitely fully involved, and we'll see if they can take down one of the guys' beards. So that'll be interesting, and we'll get the word out as well for those donation jars, so that'll be very cool. Now, with that, you know, we look back at that grant, and you know, obviously $4,000 each year is a pretty good chunk. That's a pretty good number that you can you know, kind of base yourself off of. What percentage of kind of the fees right now did that grant take out of?
Well, you know, we developed a 6-year capital improvement plan in the city budget. I think it's on the city webpage. You can kind of look at that. But that was one of the challenges that our new city manager brought to the department heads when he came in. You know, he wanted an organized approach to budgeting. And so we looked at that plan. We knew the K-9 program was in the offing at that time. So I got together with our supervisor that manages our fleet, and we started trying to make a plan so that we could have a K-9 car whenever 2019 rolled around, because that was our target date to get this program going. And the city commissioner supported that. And so we were able to do that without really increasing the bottom line. But, you know, it does cost money to upfit that car. So about 70% of that car upfitting has been paid for. And it will be ready to go before January. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's very cool. Yeah, no, and, you know, there's a difference between as well. Most people, they see the stickers on the side of the car, whichever, K-9 unit, but at the same time, there are quite a few modifications done to the vehicle.
Well, there are. There's a lot of safety things in there that are there for the dog. You know, you got to have a way for the officer to, well, for officer protection, you got to be able to pop. They need a remote that pops that door, and of course, that has to be installed in the car so that when they hit that button, the door will come open, the dog can come out and protect them. You also have to have a thing in there for temperature. If the temperature gets too hot in the car, it'll pop the door open and let the dog out as well, because we can find the dog, but if they're trapped in that car, that, you know, that'd be a terrible thing. So we can't let those kind of things happen, you know, because you're the officer. We also have to have security devices on there, because you do have to leave the car running if you're going to leave the dog in the car. If you're getting out of it on a call or wherever you might be, you wouldn't be, you know, you can't get the dog out every time. And so you have to have a safety device, or you have to have the security device in there so that someone can't steal that car when you get out. But then you have to have safety devices that if the car shuts off for some reason, or someone's able to shut that car off, then the car will automatically open the door and release the dog. You have to have a cage in there for the dog. We have a cage in there for people if we make an arrest, you know, to secure them so the officer and the canine are safe from them. A lot of equipment that the K-9 officer will have to carry in his car. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that go into that car that that cost money. And so we're very grateful to the Community Foundation for helping us pay for that.
Certainly. And again, speaking with the police chief of the Independence Police Department, Jerry Harrison. Well, Jerry, you know, are we going to get to go window shopping? Are we going to get to go dog, you know, dog hunting here? Or does that kind of decision get made for you?
Well, what we're going to do is partner with the Kansas Highway Patrol, and I've already spoken with their canine program. They have a really effective way. They pick out several dogs every year because they have a pretty good-sized program going in their organization. And so we've gotten with them, and they said, yeah, well, we're going to help you out. They know what they're doing. They work with the kennel, a specific kennel, and so we're just going to tag on with them when they do a purchase, and we're going to go down and let them help us pick out a dog that'll work for our program. So we're pretty excited about that and grateful to the KHP. And there's a lot of other things that go into it too. You know, like there's a long training program that the officer has to go through, and the Kansas Highway Patrol provides that training program free of charge. We just have to pay travel expenses. And they also have to go through regular training. And so the Kansas Highway Patrol has agreed to let us participate with their training on the monthly maintenance training. So we just have to pay for travel expenses there as well. So Kansas Highway Patrol is really supportive of the local law enforcement trying to develop canine programs. So we're really grateful to them as well.
Yeah, and you got to enjoy, you know, when departments work together. You can really sense a difference made. And again, I've sensed that here in Montgomery County. You guys have worked, you know, on a lot of your guys' drug investigations with the Sheriff's Department and the Coffeyville Police Department as well. And, you know, it makes a difference. It definitely does. So we've got a canine on the way. We've got donations. And Jerry Harrison, any final notes on the topic here for the listeners before we lose you?
Well, you know, we just need your donations to keep the program going, help defray those travel expenses, those vet expenses, those food expenses. And that'll be an ongoing expense throughout time. Hopefully, through drug seizure asset forfeiture type thing, we can make these drug offenders pay for our dog. And that's what we're going to do to start with. We're using that money, not tax dollars. So that's also important to think. But, yeah, just stay tuned. Listen to your local radio. Look in your local newspapers. Follow us on Facebook. Keep up and try to find out what all we're doing to try to get this program paid for. And, you know, when you see my beard, vote for it. I need to have bragging rights over these folks for the next year.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and if you don't, I'm sure they're going to hold it against you for as long as they can. Again, that is Police Chief of the Independence Police Department, Jerry Harrison. Jerry, thanks so much. We'll check in with you next month.
All right, take care, Sam.
All right, that again is Jerry Harrison with the Independence Police Department on our trip around the thin blue line on this Thursday morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.